Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 520 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150, KASM, lost my train of thought there for a moment here. So 1150 AM, KDDG 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading. We're up to 70 degrees. Beautiful day in Chasm Land. We have our guests in the studio, and we're going to bring them in right now. We're going to say good morning to Sue Punsack, and she has an accomplice with Connie Schwinghammer. Going to do some backup guitar work there. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well,
great
good. To be here. Good. That's wonderful. And exciting times, huh?
Oh.
You are going to be at Pioneer Days, and boy, you do something that's different. You play the dulcimer, huh?
Yeah, not too many people know about a dulcimer.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument.
Wow, yeah. It's a beautiful instrument.
Uh-huh. So a little bit about you, first of all, starting out. You are a teacher here in Albany?
Well, no, actually, I taught at St. Mary's in Melrose.
Melrose, there you go.
I'm just retired, but my heart will always be with St. Mary's. So, yes, I just retired.
Okay.
I love it. It's my passion, and St. Mary's is my home. Awesome teachers, staff, students, families. So I just retired, but now I am doing my other passion, which I have a soft spot for elderly people, and I am doing life enrichment at St. Benedict Center in St. Cloud. So I have assisted living and memory care.
That's awesome.
Fun, yeah.
So let's go way back. Where did it all begin? Where are you born and raised?
St. Cloud. I live just a few blocks from where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born, do you know where it used to be? St. Raphael's home?
Yes.
Now it's a place of hope. Yeah,
yep.
I was born there.
Okay.
And I have six brothers, five older and one younger.
Okay.
I went to St. Mary's Cathedral in St. Cloud. You were just talking about the block party.
I
went there last night.
Okay.
And then I went to John the 23rd and Cathedral High School, which I just found out. We have some connections there.
Yes, yes. So, who are mom and dad?
Richard and Irene Punsack.
Richard and Irene. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, we were sharing your older brother, Dave. He and I were classmates for 2 years at Cathedral. So
yeah. Awesome.
Back in the days, huh? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wonderful. So then you graduated from Cathedral. Did you say you went on to further education?
Yes. I went to St. Cloud State.
St. Cloud State.
Yep. And then I started teaching at St. Mary's.
At St. Mary's.
Oh,
back
grade.
Then already.
Yep.
And that's
all
never looked back.
36 years, right? Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. How's retirement treating you?
Well, it's great. I didn't really retire, but...
Okay, yep.
So, as I said, teaching is my passion, and I am so... I pray for those kids. I used to always say, God bless all my students, past, present, and future. Now I just say, God bless all my students, and I'm still praying and sprinkling holy water for all those kids. So I hope, St. Mary's, you have a great year, and all the kids, whether you're in Catholic school or public school, just sending a shout-out and a blessing to all teachers and students and all around.
It's another year beginning again.
Yes, and it's exciting.
As you look back, I'm sure that's time of the year, always exciting with the new students coming in. And
for sure.
Yeah. That's great. Well, let's get into the music a little bit. You started playing this dulcimer. When did that begin?
Probably about 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago. St. John's University used to have a Suede Pine Festival.
Yes, and I remember that.
Awesome. Okay, so I saw John McCutcheon playing this instrument. Never seen it, had never heard it, and it fascinated me. Mm-hmm. I was visiting my brother, Dave, who you went to school with, down in Stillwater, and we went down on the waterfront, and there was a little store there called Music Makers, and you could buy instruments or basically buy a kit. I bought a kit because when I saw it and they had it there, I'm like, oh my gosh. So I bought a kit and got it home and sanded it and stuff. And I was so excited to play that I said to my dad, is there any way we can varnish it, getting both sides done right away? I was so excited to get the hardware on, the strings on and play. He goes, well, we could hang it from the front porch swing so you could varnish the front and the back. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So that would be one less day of having it
dry.
Yeah. So that was the first one. I built my first one.
Okay.
And then,
you actually built it yourself then?
The first one I did.
Wow.
It was a little smaller than this one. And then I was at a jam, and some fellow jammers told me about a hammer dulcimer that was at a pawn shop in St. Cloud. And I thought, oh, it's probably not very good. But I went to check it out, and I saw it was great, looked great, but they didn't have any hammers, these little wooden things that you play it with. So I ran over to my mom's house, and I got her to come with me, mm-hmm. went to my house to get my hammers. My mom's a better bargainer than I am, so I thought if I can get her to come to the pawn shop. So we went to the pawn shop and played it, and it was beautiful. Later on, I found out, I looked inside these little sound holes, and I saw it was manufactured only 3 months before I bought it. So it was brand new.
It was brand new.
So I thought, who would have a brand new hammer dulcimer and have it in a pawn shop? And my mom had said to the guy, "Now, you're sure it's not hot?" But as it came out later on, as I learned how to use the internet at school, I brought up hammer dulcimers, and then I thought, I'm going to check hammer dulcimers. And I saw at the bottom of this website, Masterworks is the name of the instrument, the serial number, and I went home, got a flashlight, and checked the inside of my hammer dulcimer, and the serial number matched.
It did.
So it was indeed stolen. So we called the police, called the pawn shop, and called this Masterworks company. And they said, you bought it in good faith, keep it.
Okay.
What happened was they had a van in Branson, Missouri that had gotten broken into.
Sure.
And they stole these instruments and went around the country and sold them to the pawn shop. So I got them. This one then is a newer one that I bought. It has dampers on it. Unfortunately, but the first one I built, my house got burglarized. That one, can't replace that one. That one got stolen that Dad and I built.
If I
ever find it at a pawn shop, boy, I'll snatch it back. But anyway, I do have two hammer dulcimers. One I play usually at the festival. This one's kind of my Sunday one.
Okay.
The one, it has dampers and a little foot pedal. But, okay, you had never seen one before.
No.
And it's like, how do you describe a hammer dulcimer to somebody who's never seen one? So you describe it because you saw it.
Well, yeah. And my first impression was thinking back of watching Lawrence Welk back in the days. And they always had this gal that would sit and play these strings. It was like an auto harp or something like that. And this looks like the same thing, only it's laying on a stand. And it looks like it's cut off instead of having the spiral like the staff on the note thing. It's kind of angled off, but it's full of strings and makes a beautiful sound. And you're holding two what I would call like spoons. They're little hammers that you described as being in a piano.
Yes.
Will kind of hit the strings, huh?
Right. So if you think of this is the ancestor to the piano.
Okay.
If you think of the inside of a piano, there are lots of strings.
Right.
And when you strike a key, there are wooden hammers inside that
hit those.
Yes, and they have
strings.
Felt on them. These are wooden hammers, and one side has leather on it.
Mm-hmm.
The other side has wood. I can play, if I want a brighter sound, I hit with the wood side. I usually use the leather side. It's a little bit softer sound. So yes, these are what hit the strings.
And I know our listeners, a lot of them have watched the RFD channel on TV.
I've heard of that.
And there's been bands on there, the Dutch Hop Music, and thinking of the Polka Nuts is the name of a band. And they use these spoons that they play something similar to this too. And I don't know if it is a dulcimer, but my father-in-law, he's deceased now, but he just used to love watching the Polka Nuts play and that
and I think
music.
I think it was the hammer dulcimer.
It probably was, yeah.
So it's a trapezoid-shaped box. It's 3 inches tall, and it's the top and the bottom are parallel to each other, and the sides angle in.
Sure.
It has a lot of strings, 78 strings, but I have to actually tune 108 because of this bridge here. I have to tune on either side. So lots of tuning.
Okay. Now, do you usually perform alone, or do you always...
I love to jam.
So you'd like people to come up?
Yes.
Okay.
The name of our group is Homemade Jammers.
Homemade Jammers.
Homemade Jammin'. Take away the G, put an apostrophe. Homemade Jammin'. So Connie and I are the roots of Homemade Jammin', but we like to invite other people in.
Sure.
So we jam. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Connie Schwinghammer is with us today, and she's your next door neighbor in St. Cloud.
Yes.
And she plays bass guitar, huh? All right. And she has a little case of mic fright, so she doesn't want to talk, she says. But we'll honor that. But we're going to give you just a little sound here, a sample of what it is. And so you do primarily bluegrass, or you do gospel?
We do a variety of flavors is what we say for Homemade Jammin'.
Okay.
So bluegrass, we do cover songs and sing-along songs, gospel music.
Okay.
So, and I also play guitar and harmonica, and so we jam.
Oh, but, you do? Okay.
But I heard earlier you did Church in the Wildwood.
Yeah.
We could do a little Wildwood Flower.
Oh, that would be nice.
So Can we just play a little
bit
here?
Why don't just take it off, pull the mics down a little bit if you want, and we'll give the folks a little sample.
This will be an instrumental.
An instrumental, okay.
Yeah. Do I have to turn it down?
You can. Yeah, you just tip it. That one you can.
All right.
There you go.
So I just found out that Cy was part of the Deutschmeisters. So
yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, I am so honored. I'm a little bit intimidated, but I wish you had an instrument here and you could jam along.
Yeah, if I had my drums here, I could
there
be playing
go.
Along. So,
all right,
but
here we go.
Go ahead.
It'll be okay. All right, here we go.
Awesome. That was very, very good.
Thank you.
Sue Punsack on the Dulcimer and one called Wildwood Flower, and backed up with Connie Schwinghammer on the bass guitar. Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a just quick pause here, read our ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you. So, Cy here for greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market. And hunting seasons are now beginning with the bear hunting opening last weekend, and archery for deer and small game all opening up this coming weekend. That means that now is a great time to bring in any trimmings that might still be in your freezer. Have them processed into some delicious products to enjoy with family and friends at this wonderful and exciting time of the year. With the leaves starting to change colors and the temperatures cooler, gets me excited for the upcoming hunting season. Now, the brat of the week this week at the St. Joe Meat Market is our smoked wild rice cranberry brats. As always, you can come in this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this upcoming weekend is the St. Joe Lions. Come out on Friday and Saturday and show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. The Lions do so much for our community, and they deserve our support. And the Lions will also be demoing those delicious smoked wild rice cranberry brats, so you will have an opportunity to sample for free. Many other in-store specials always await you when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. And you can like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. For more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you. And Connie, for being our guest on our show, and this is how it works. We started this way back in 2013. A guy by the name of Wally Pickle, he used to play two and three trumpets at a time. He was from Hutchinson, Minnesota. He was our very first guest. He was on the Johnny Carson show years ago, Mike Douglas show, and he would play those trumpets jumping on a pogo stick too,
mind you.
So, and Wally's passed away, but he was our very first guest back in the days. And so
right
anyway,
here in the studio?
Right in the studio.
Oh my gosh.
And we worked things out. The St. Joe Meat Market, my brother Harvey owns that, and he wanted to do some advertising. So we decided to start this program, and Harvey gets the ad. Of course, he in turn puts up the meat package that you get. And he gets the advertising in that bargain thing. And so it's worked out very well. 520 shows ago, that's when it started. So
awesome.
So we hope that you enjoy it in good health.
Thank you.
And you might have to invite Sue over for a meal, and you can share in that. How's that?
That sounds great.
Well, we hope you enjoy it well. So, well, good. Well, this is really awesome. The sound there is just intriguing. You have to tell me, do you hire out, or do you play frequently, or how do you stay in practice?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, we jam in my living room usually. Connie usually comes over to my house 33 steps away. But
sure,
we play. We're going to play at Albany Pioneer Days Thursday night from 7 to 8 in the Future Building, and Friday night from 7 to 8.
Okay.
And I have some friends going to be jamming with us.
Okay.
My grandnephew is getting married on Saturday, and he's from this area. He knows Albany Pioneer Days is this weekend, but
still
blessings to Gabe and Katie.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, in between, I might sneak over and hear Monroe Crossing.
Sure.
But then on Sunday, we are playing for Homestead Artisans. They're having their fall festival with live music, demos, art, lots of crafts and arts.
Where is that?
In St. Cloud.
In St. Cloud, okay.
They have a neat old barn. They've redone, and it's really cool. So it's kind of across from, would you say, Walmart, Sam's Club, but it's in the woods. It's real neat. So we'll be playing there from 1 till 4 on Sunday. So, yep, we play at nursing homes, and I do sing-alongs at work with the residents now. And so, yes, we jam.
So you play often enough that you don't have to practice besides, or do you still keep yourself in...
There's never enough time to play. I love to play. But we jam when we can. And
well, that's awesome. That's very, very nice. Have you played with any bands of any sort through your career? I mean, bluegrass band or polka bands or anything like that?
I guess Paul Imholt, I've played with him.
Yeah.
You've heard of Paul.
Okay, yeah. Paul used to be part of the Black Diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they had a polka band.
Oh, wow. Well, he's the string man. So I'm a jammer.
Same thing.
So, but I guess at the Bluegrass Festival in El Rancho Manana, I've jammed with lots of people. So,
wonderful.
Oh, Sodagrass. Have you heard of Sodagrass?
Tom Willard and Larry and all those guys. Yeah.
Yep. I've played with them
at the Pioneer Grounds back when they used to be.
Yep. That's right.
Oh,
yep. Played
awesome.
With them. And I've been fortunate enough to jam with some of the people from Monroe Crossing.
Nice.
You know, at jam sessions.
Nice.
I have friends that I invite in when we're jamming. So, for instance, Thursday night, we'll have Kyle Van Overbeck and Alan Breezy playing with us.
Yeah, I know those guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on Friday night, I'll have Mike and Kathy Wolf playing with us on the stage in the feature building. So.
Okay.
So, just jam with. I'd love to jam with you.
Oh.
Look forward to it.
This is really awesome. You bet. I just I hear how good it is, and I just can't imagine that there isn't even like a polka band or a country band or any of these variety bands that wouldn't want to use you. Do you advertise? Do you give your phone number out to people that might want?
Sure. I have a card I'm going to give you.
Okay.
We're called Homemade Jammin', and my phone number is on there.
Okay.
My phone number and Connie's phone number is on there, so they can reach us. You said about technology. I'm not the big technology person, but I do have a Facebook page.
You do?
A business page, so it's called Homemade Jammin', with the apostrophe after the N, J-A-M-M-I-N apostrophe. And I don't post a lot, but I will put upcoming events. But if people want to contact us through that or just the phone call,
sure,
is fine.
Oh, that's incredible. That's awesome. Well, let's do another number. Let's see whatever you guys choose.
Well, since it's Sunday, we thought maybe we would do maybe Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
A little slower one here.
Perfect. Gospel tune? Sure.
Yes.
All right.
We'll do it in the, and then do you sing? Because you could sing with, we'll.
In the shower. Nobody else.
Well, let's just try. If you want to sing along, it'd be great.
Okay.
In the key of D, so. I don't always know what these strings are. Is this D, Connie? Is that right? Okay, here we go. Sing it.
saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Very nice. Oh, my goodness. You guys
are... You had somebody back there that wants to sing?
Yes, that is our station manager. Oh. That is Randy Rothstein, and he sings so well.
Randy, get in here. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, we have time for more. You bet. We'll see if we can encourage him to come in here. We'll see once what he knows. He sings the national anthem at the ball games time, and he's a great singer. So,
That'd be cool if he'd want to come in here and jam with us.
Absolutely. So in the meantime, we're talking a little more about this dulcimer. Do you know the history of it, where it got started or anything?
From what I understand is it's an old ancient instrument from like the Persia area.
Okay.
And when it came to America, I think it is still very popular in Appalachia.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot more of these down south than up here. I don't know too many people. Paul Imholtz, the only one I know up here who has one.
Okay.
So, I know that it's the ancestor to the piano. The word dulcimer means sweet sound, and it does have a sweet sound, doesn't it? I'll just show you the difference between leather, so this, the leather side of the little wooden hammer, and the wood side. So, if you're outside and you want to be heard, you use the wood side.
Uh-huh. So Randy's coming in the studio
right
here.
Randy.
We'll see what Randy sings and what you guys can put together.
Hey, and you have a Door County shirt on. We just went there this summer.
You did? Oh. Oh, okay.
Do you know I'll Fly Away?
I'll sing along.
Matt, or Just a Closer Walk with Thee? What do you like?
Closer Walk with Thee is good.
All right, let's do Just a Closer Walk. Yeah. County, we'll do it in F. All right, do you need a microphone?
Pretty loud.
Well, Cy, you let him know if he's not.
Okay, I'll watch the needles here.
Okay, ready? A little. We'll do one instrumental verse.
about that? Wow. Give it up for Randy Rothstein and Sue Punsack and Connie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you guys. Thank you for coming in. What a pleasant sound.
Isn't it though?
You just don't hear this.
No, you don't.
No.
And, you know, this instrument, it'd be different when you're learning to play a violin. It's good to live alone because it's kind of squeaky.
Yep.
This one sounds sweet, right?
All the time. Even mistakes on
you. And I'll gladly teach you to play a song right away. I'll put these hammers in your hand.
And you guys don't know each other, but Randy is our station manager here. Randy Rothstein, station manager.
And lawn cutter.
And lawn cutter. He's cutting lawn this morning.
Nice.
And this is Sue Punsack, of course, playing the dulcimer. And her next door neighbor, Connie Schwinghammer. Schwinghammer is an Albany name all the way. There's lots of Schwinghammers around. So pretty neat. Just on the fly. And this was unrehearsed. So pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, come down to Albany Pioneer Days and join us.
Well, I'll try.
There you go. All righty.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
And thank you, Si.
You bet. So we've got time yet. If you have another one, you want to do a bluegrass number or anything?
Yeah, let's do All
taste.
Fly Away. That's
okay.
Kind of fun.
There you go. Sounds good. So
I'm going to give you a CD, too, that has some songs on it that I recorded 10
years ago. Yeah,
we'll
do that,
ago,
too.
So
sure.
You can play those whenever you want to.
Sure. We'll do that, work that in here. But right now, we'll do the live ones.
Okay, so... Well, if Randy wants to join in, he can come back in here. Here we go. Ready?
If I catch on.
All right, Connie, here we go. Time for a short little fast one.
We do, and I just want to ask you a little bit about it. First of all, you're not using any music. You've got this all stored up inside, huh?
Well, yes. It's kind of hard to look at music.
I mostly play by ear.
On this one. And all these strings get a little confusing. You can see, if you look at it, there's a little white.
I have a few little white spots marked,
so I kind of know where a beginning of an octave is.
Okay.
And so if somebody points at a string and says, What note is that? I have to count back.
Okay.
I don't really. I just kind of play by ear.
But
I can read music.
Okay.
But I play by ear a lot.
But you play it by ear all the time.
My apologies to people who have perfect pitch. Tuning this takes the time. So if there's a few little, I tried the best I could.
Oh.
And we're jammers, not accomplished musicians.
No. And I would really encourage people to come out to Pioneer Days, because there they can, now they're hearing it, but there you can actually see you playing.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I admire piano people. They're using 5 fingers on each hand.
Yes.
So I just have 1 stick in each hand. So I have to do arpeggios kind of to get all the sound. It's fun to watch people play this because your hands really fly.
They do, yes.
So this next song, we'll just do a quick little old Joe Clark. It's a kind of a fast song.
Okay.
And it... Yeah, your hands really move on this.
Okay.
One. We didn't practice this one, Connie, but I think you know it.
What do you call that?
Old Joe Clark is the name of that piece.
Okay, so, Old Joe Clark. Okay.
So I just want to do a shout out. Bob Doyle is the one who wrote you to contact me. So shout out to my former principal. Autumn Nelson's the current principal. But Bob Doyle is the one who wrote and you contacted me. So thanks, Bob. Marilyn, I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful. This is
Thank
great.
You. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Having me. Yes,
you so. Bet. So if you have that CD handy, we'll put some more music on that you have pre-recorded. And we'll continue that on.
Okay, so this is the bluegrass stuff.
Okay.
The green one is Christmas if you ever...
Okay. And we're going to trust our CD player to do that. So it looks like Grandfather's Clock is 2, track 8 and 14. So we'll try that one.
Yeah, I just ran it, repeated it so that
right.
when I play it in my car, I don't have to hit play all the time.
Right. And so we'll try track 8. Okay, and you've got Old Joe Clark recorded.
7, 8.
And
oh, yep. So
how do you pronounce the next one?
Ashokan Farewell.
Ashokan Farewell. Sounds Hawaiian.
No, I guess it's a place out in New York. They had a gathering, and at the end of the festival, I think they did the song. And I think it was used for the Civil War. They did a movie on the Civil War, and they used this as a fiddle tune.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, that's on there, too.
Neat. Well, we'll start out with one called Grandfather's Clock here. And before we do that, we want to thank you both for coming in and doing this. This has been very exciting. One of the most lively shows, programs I've ever been part of. So this,
well,
I love
having
live people, you know, live presentation. So this is really good. And then we got Randy to come in and join
it.
Us. So that was just a fun.
Yes, that's awesome. That's what I like.
And again, one more time, we'll encourage folks to come out to Pioneer Days. And again, the times that they might
so
see
you. I'll be there Thursday night in the feature building.
That's the first day of Pioneer Days.
Stage. Right. Yeah. It's unusual to have a Thursday day, but 50-year anniversary.
And you said in the feature building?
The feature building. They're building a stage, and it's going to look like a front porch, I guess. They got a whole new PA system.
Is that the building on the east side of the grounds?
East, northeast corner.
Where they'd usually have the bluegrass music and country music in?
They're moving it from the shed it was in to the feature building.
Oh,
it's
to
where
the
souvenir store is in that.
Oh, that one. Okay, yep.
So from 7 to 8 on Thursday.
Okay.
And 7 to 8 on Friday.
Okay.
I'll be on the stage there.
Okay, very good.
And then we jam on the grounds and stuff, so.
Okay,
Thank you, Cy.
You are very welcome. Nice meeting both of you.
You too.
All right. And, well, let's just, we'll play a little bit of our theme right now to take us out of that. And that is Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks wrapping up our music there and wrapping up this program, the 520th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we've got music queued up here by Sue and Connie, and this one is called Grandfather's Clock. Listen, that is Dulcimer Music with Sue Punsack and Connie Schwinghammer, and that one called Grandfather's Clock. Here's another one, one called Ashokan Farewell. And that is Dulcimer Music there with Sue Punsack and Connie Schwinghammer. We'll give you one more. It's called Down Yonder. Down Yonder. Thank you. Great music there, Dulcimer music, and that is one called Down Yonder. And again, Sue Punsack and Connie Schwinghammer in studios today. Just a wonderful time getting some phone calls from folks that expressing how they enjoyed the music and enjoyed their conversation. And so, yeah, wrapping up our 520th edition here. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we'll get to weather and our birthday club and the funeral announcements. That's all coming your way after this.
On the next AOA, we'll learn about new research that examines herbicide-resistant giant ragweed in parts of the upper Midwest.